Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, and welcome to once again to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today, and I know that you're out there probably somewhere getting ready for Christmas, and maybe you're shopping, maybe you're doing something. I don't know. We're getting close, so amen. We got to get ready. I've not got my wife anything yet, so I'm going to have to go to the store and find her something. But we've been preaching on Zacharias and Elizabeth being on call, and they had a baby named John the Baptist. And so here's Mike up right now singing about John the Baptist.
First old gospel preacher I ever heard about came crying in the wilderness, we're told. Eating locust and wild honey and clothed in camel's hair. He had no need for silver or for gold. His message was repentance as he preached throughout the land. Prepare ye now the way, he cried aloud. Until one day in Jordan he beheld the Lamb of God and there baptized the one he preached about. They called him John the Baptist for honor of the king. Savior to a hopeless dying race. He was the man sent from the heart of God. He showed no fear, no favor, but preached against all sin, even those of Herod and his wife. His voice cannot be silenced till in the prison he was thrown. There his work was done as Herod took his life. And so some glad tomorrow in that far off better land, when my journey here on earth is done. After I thank Jesus for about a million years, I want to go and shake the hand of John. They called him John the Baptist, none greater has been born. No one's ever walked the path he trod. He took his journey homeward, and oh, Herod took his head.
All right, well, that was Brother Mike upright singing about John the Baptist. We're going to look today in the text at Luke chapter number 1, and we're going to begin with verse number 5. There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they were both now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before the Lord in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. We're going to go to the message now. This is part number 2, speaking about on call for Jesus.
So I think what I'm seeing here is this: Zacharias and Elizabeth were living their lives on call for the things of God. They were on duty. They were in active service. You know why? Because they didn't know when Jesus was going to come. They didn't know when he was going to arrive the first time. They didn't know that, but they were looking for his soon coming. And so what we need to do today, friend, we need to live our lives as if we're on call for the Lord to come at any moment. Now, living on call means that your bags are packed. It means that you're prepared. I want to ask you this morning, if the Lord was to come today, could you jump up and say, Lord, I'm ready. I've been looking for you. I'm ready to go. Or are you in a sinful state this morning and would have some things that you need to get right with God before he comes? I want to remind you this morning that the God that we talk about is holy. The God that we talk about is righteous. The God that we talk about is loving, yes, but he's also a God of wrath. Amen. He will not tolerate sin. And so therefore we have got to be clean before the things of God all the time. You know, there's a lot of people that have called me a hellfire and brimstone preacher. And I can't understand for the life of me why. I thought, you know, well, why don't I just forget, let's just forget about hell. Let's just forget all about them. Let's water it all down. Let's cool it off, and you know, so that I'm not titled that anymore. Or would you rather have somebody that tells you the truth, that there is a place called hell, that there is a place that they're headed to? I tell you, listen, I'm just trying to help you not to go to that place. That's all. I love you. That's why I'm telling you about that. I ain't going to listen to that hellfire and brimstone preaching. You know, I tell you, that's just judgmental stuff. Well, friend, I'm not trying to judge you. I'm trying to tell you what the Bible says to help you to be on call and ready when the soon coming of the Lord is. He's coming, friend. He's coming. Just like Noah stood out there. And you know what? I bet they say that about him too. He's a preacher of righteousness. I bet they say, boy, I tell you right now, I'm tired of hearing that Noah. He's a hard preacher. Goodness, I tell you what, he might have been a hard preacher, but guess what? He was trying to save them people from a great storm that's getting ready to take place. And every one of them died because they wouldn't listen to the preaching. Amen. And so sad. You know, we was on that parade float yesterday, and as we was traveling down through Hendersonville, I don't know if you guys that were walking, giving tracks, noticed it, but I want to tell you something. There's souls right there. Souls. Of people that need to be saved by the grace of God. I looked across the faces of people that are living in alcoholism. They're living in drug abuse. They're living in a state where they're absolutely starving for somebody to love on them. And they will not accept the truth a lot of times. They may not know the truth. And that's why we got to keep preaching. Amen. Let's not give up in our day. Let me say to you, are you living on call? Are you ready in a moment's notice? Look. We see the word of God that in verse number 5 that Zacharias and Elizabeth seem to be living their life on call for God. The first thing I see this morning is this. I see a person living on call has a desire to live right before the Lord. Notice what the text says. Look at verse number 6. And they were both righteous before God. You see that? Walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. In other words, you could say it this way, that Zacharias and Elizabeth was the example of their day on how to live right before God. Now, the Bible didn't say that they were sinless. No, they weren't sinless. No, we know that everybody born after Adam is a sinner, right? We have a sin nature. No, it said that they were blameless. I never will forget a missionary or an evangelist came to our church one time, and they were getting to preach, and they were talking about, you know, how that they had preached in a small town, and they had went down the street from the church, and there was a little country food store there, much like what we'd call Charlie's. And so there was a little store there, and the traveling evangelist went down to the store, and he said, hey, he said, I'm preaching all week up here at this church. He said, I'd like to invite you to come and be a part of the meetings. He said, I'm not going up there. And he said, why not? And he said, because the people of that church owe me thousands and thousands of dollars, and they never pay their bills. Now, when it comes to blameless, friend, those things are part of what God's talking about. Right. We need to be faithful. We need to be stewards. We need to be, I mean, listen, when somebody looks at you, they're looking at somebody's Christ-like. Christ would never treat me this way. Christ would never do this to me. We need to live our lives on call as if the Lord Jesus Christ was going to come today. Amen. But we're missing it because, man, we're tied up in trying to be somebody that we're not. We're simply this. Look here, if you're saved with the grace of God, you ought to do what the Bible said. You ought to live right, amen. They were living with a heart of looking and waiting because they believed this. One day, it's going to happen. Now, I want you to think about that. Now, you and I have the same promise. We had the promise of the Lord's return. Now, not for his birth, but for his return, amen, to get us out of here, amen. And so shouldn't we, if Zacharias and Elizabeth was living right, if Zacharias and Elizabeth was living on mission and on call, shouldn't we live like that, amen? Sure we should, amen. We should live exactly like that. Now listen, let me go on. Do you know, Noah, let me hit this for just a minute. Noah Webster said that the word blameless means without fault, innocent, guiltless. If your neighbor, if your friends was to look at you, would they find you blameless? I didn't say sinless. I said blameless. In other words, when it comes to doing wrong, there's conviction there. When it comes to doing wrong, there's just some things that you're not going to do. When it comes to, you know, making some division between you and the world, would your coworker say, I'm going to tell you something right now. When it comes to man's talking right, that guy right there speaks well. He talks right. He's always loving. He's always sharing Jesus. He's always got the attitude and an aura about himself that, man, everybody wants to be around him, wants to be like him. Do you have that same thing about you? I tell you, blameless. Can I tell you, people watch you more than you realize. People watch you more than you realize. I told everybody yesterday at the parade, I said, whatever you do, smile on your face and wave. Because people's watching you. If you hate what you're doing, they're not going to ever want to come here. I mean, they never want to come here. Why? Because you're not enjoying what you're doing. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Listen, that was the most enjoyable thing in my life. It's a highlight for me to be able to be able to minister to people and enjoy that fellowship. Amen. Listen. We were living like we were in active duty. We was presenting the gospel in our own town. What a blessing. Can people who are watching your life say, I'll tell you this. I can't find any fault in him. I can't find any fault in her. They seem to be all the time in their Bible, seem to be all the time praying, seem to be all the time doing what's right. Are you living in such a way that people see Jesus in your life? Not only do we see that we need to live our life on call for God, but we also see that Zacharias and Elizabeth lived on call for God even when they did not get what they wanted. Now, this is a tough one. Because when we pray for a very long time about something, a lot of times we get to the place where if God doesn't answer our prayer, we tend to get bitter. And here's the thing. Zacharias and Elizabeth was praying for something. I'm going to show you what they were praying for here in just a moment. But a lot of times when you pray for something, a lot of times we expect it to be answered immediately. And look here. God's time is not our time. God's way is not our way. And so when God does things, God has a plan. God has a mission. God has a purpose for everything that he does. Now listen, I've stood over funerals. I've preached many funerals. And I've stood over people and I've said these things. I've said, look, man, I don't understand all the why. I know ultimately why is because of sin, amen. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We get sick, we die because of sin, amen. Because we are in a sin-cursed world, that's not God's fault, that's man's fault. The devil's all the time trying to mess with our minds and say, oh no. No, it's all God. It's not God's fault. You say, well, if God's a God of control and God's a God of order, if God's a God of honor, yes, amen, I'm with you there. But I'll also say this, God's also a God who said, hey, listen, the day that you eat the tree thereof, thou shalt surely die. He wasn't just talking about Adam and Eve, he was talking about all of their descendants as well. And so we are living under that sin-cursed world. Can I tell you, today, listen, this morning, we look across the room sometimes with people that gets cancer or they get a sickness. We say, well, they're such a good person. Why would that happen to them? Can I remind you, it's also happened to lost people. It's also happened to people that don't live right, people that's alcoholics, people that's living in sinfulness. Can I tell you this morning, listen, it's happening all over the world. And when it happens to somebody that's righteous, we say, I don't know. I don't know. Listen. You got to live on call, trusting God to know this, that God knows what's best for you.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HoopersCreekBaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.